Proclamation number 4715 of 16th of August, 1949. Extraordinary gift of grace obliges to pass on. The grace of being spiritually instructed is not given to a person arbitrarily but always requires the will to use this spiritual instruction according to its purpose. Therefore the instructions, i.e., the knowledge gained through them, always have to be passed on so that fellow human beings will also benefit from what is offered to a person from above. Then grace will also become effective in the human being, then he will mature in his soul. Therefore, on the one hand the recipient of spiritual gifts is exceptionally gifted, yet he has an obligation which he absolutely has to fulfill, otherwise God's grace will remain ineffective in him. And thus this knowledge received from God has to be advertised in all directions, it has to be spread. It is to be brought to all doors and offered, yet it remains up to the messengers whether they are joyfully received and listened to, for every effect of grace requires free will. But if the bearers of truth make an effort to pass on the divine word, then many doors will open, many hearts will be willing and able to receive it, many will therefore also be allowed to participate in the gift of grace and the souls will mature. Anyone who wants to work actively for the kingdom of God will always find a field of work, and now he must also prove himself worthy of the undeserved gift of grace which has fallen to him. He must speak everywhere and mention the divine activity, he must convey his word to all those who are willing to listen to God and yet are unable to hear him directly. And the living water will refresh and refresh all who are hungry and thirsty. And thus recognize your task for the first time. Believe that it is important and significant and that you should therefore place this task before the earthly one. Believe that you are guided and that everything meets and moves you as it is necessary for your spiritual work. Believe that God is always close to you and guides your paths, that he himself brings people together who should work together and mature in each other, and consider nothing as coincidence. Everything is divine providence, determined since eternity, because it has been recognized as good since eternity and not otherwise. And no matter how unreal it may seem to you, the spiritual is the only real thing, whereas everything earthly worldly is only an appearance which fades away if God wills it, which does not exhibit and cannot give birth to anything permanent if the spiritual light does not shine and have a life-awakening effect. Anyone who is destined to work for the spiritual kingdom will only ever lead to the aim, which is called the redemption of erring souls. Everything will happen in his life in such a way that his fellow human beings will be given the opportunity to gain insight into the truth and that they will be pointed to their earthly task. To redeem themselves through love. Whoever is active in this sense, that he helps his fellow human beings to salvation, will also receive his blessing as a right and diligent laborer in the vineyard of the Lord now and one day in the spiritual kingdom. Amen.